Hello.
Hello, I'm looking for Bill.
You got him.
All right, Bill. This is Ethan Hale calling you from Number Quieting. How are you doing today?
Okay.
All right, I believe you had a word with Sheldon in regards to your project, right? Your book.
Yes.
And I believe he told you something about, like, the strategist as well, right?
But what?
About the strategist who's going to work on your project.
Yes.
So, eventually that is going to be me. I'm going to work on your project, on your book, as being a strategist, all right? So
Okay.
first of all, how is your experience working with us? It's been an initial stage, but I wanted to ask you how's your feedback with our company?
Well, it's okay. I just a little disappointed that your guys couldn't use my formatting from PowerPoint. And you can format from PowerPoint into a JPEG as well as from Word. But so I had to do a little more work on it. Otherwise, it's been fine so far.
And that's another story, right? You have to sign up for the publishing of the book, and that includes publishing on Amazon and Barnes and Noble, right? So first question from my side is that why not more platforms? Why not distribute your book on more platforms and gain more audience, right? Because whenever you go for the book publishing, you need more. As much as platforms to, publish your book and promote it over there.
Okay, is that all within the framework of the price that that I'm paying, or are we talking about extra fees? Just so I know where it was.
Pardon? Do you remember how much you paid for these two platforms?
It's about $900 I paid. That was what my contract was worth,
That's for the
$900.
contract, right? That's for the. I'm not talking about these two platforms. Okay, you have public. You have signed up for these two platforms. You have been talking to Sheldon about more platforms as well. So, what's the main reason behind that is? Let me explain you that first of all right? Now, whenever you go for the publishing, whenever you go for Amazon Publishing, that's the basic platform, right? And I would highly suggest you go for Amazon because that's kind of like mandatory. But when we are talking about more platforms, it means we are distributing your book over, a number of platforms that have their own audience. Now, think of your book being published on a number of platforms, right? More the platforms it will be published on, more the number of the sales and the reach will be. Does it make sense?
Well, yeah, it makes sense. I don't know how much I want to keep investing in this, but go ahead. I'm listening.
Yes, and like, what is the first thing to increase for your book sale? That's distribution, right? It's like you can distribute your book on more number of platforms. All these platforms have their own targeted audience that is only going to read their books. For instance, like, you have been aware of Apple, right? Apple users will only go for Apple products, and Android users will only go for the Android products, right?
Yeah.
Same as those, same as these companies, these platforms have their own audience as well. Like, for example, let me give you an example. If you talk about Amazon's user, they're only going to read Amazon's book, right? Books that have been published on Amazon. But if you go for Barnes and Noble's, if you go for Ingram's part, they're only going to read their published platform's book, right? They're not going to go to the different platform to read your book. That's the main point, right?
Okay.
Now, what we usually suggest, as being a strategist, what I usually suggest is go for the 51 platforms. Let's say your book will be available on 51 platforms, and we do have names for those platforms. We are directly affiliated with them. That is something that we can do. We can also do more things for the promotion as well. And I would also like to know your aim as well for your book. Like, you have some kind of aims and goals, right?
I kind of do. I mean, it's a very small niche that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the artwork is a small niche. The synagogues are a small niche. We're not talking about a wide audience. I mean, when I sell the artwork, I sell it to a handful of people by, usually people whose family came from the towns.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting book. I don't think it's going to get a wide audience no matter what I do. So I think I'd be happy with Amazon and with
mm-hmm.
Barnes & Noble right now.
Okay, so you're going to go for Amazon and Barnes & Noble for now, right?
Yeah.
No worries. Let's say, you know, for the future purpose, you are looking for more platforms, right? Eventually, you're going to go on different platforms and publish your book, because once it gains some reach, once it gains some, you know, attention from people, it has to be on different platforms. Let's keep that aside. Besides this, do you have any kind of aims and goals for the book? Let's say you want it to become a bestseller, or you want to sell this much copies. You know, mostly author comes to us and they tell their dream for their book. That's something I want to know about your book as well.
I don't know. I think if it hits some libraries, you know, it is a there are no books like this out there. I mean, there are only, I gave Cheryl the name of one book that's similar by an artist, and that's the closest I would get as far as that goes. It's a book by, I think the name is Strongwater. I'll get it in here in a second here.
Mm-hmm.
It's done by Andrea Strongwater. And it's published by, let me just get it out here.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the name?
Yeah, I got a book in front of me. It's iFrig, it's your EIFRIG Publishing Company.
EIFI Publishing Company, that's what you're saying, right?
EIFRIG Publishing.
Oh, IJ Publishing. That's iFridge, right? iFridge Publishing Company, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah. And the book, you know, I have the ESP number here and all that.
No.
I don't know if you need that. I have the Library of Congress number.
Danny, can you tell me the book's name? The one that you're talking about?
Yeah, Where We Once Gathered, Lost Synagogues of Europe, Painting and Words by Andrea Strongwater.
By Andrew Strong, what's that?
Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, Strongwater.
Okay, Strong?
Yeah, Strongwater.
Strongwater, right?
Strong, S-T-R-O-N-G-W-A-T-E-R.
Let me clear it. You said it's Strong, S-T-R-O-N-G, Strong, and after that is Water, W-A-T-R.
Yeah, Strong Water, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now, if I search for, there's, what's the book saying?
Where We Once Gathered.
Can you spell it?
Lost Synagogues of Europe. Where, W-H-E-R-E, we, W-E, once, O-N-C-E, gathered, G-A-T-H-E-R-E-D.
All right, so what's the main point of this book that you are, you know, that you want to clear about the book?
The main point, there are two main points. One is the artwork. It is my artwork. And the main point is, really, it's Jewish history. It's about where we lived. It's about where we prayed. It's the wooden synagogues. Every shtetl had a wooden synagogue at first. Some of them became, later on, they had stone synagogues and great synagogues, but everything was really stone in Eastern Europe. They were all wooden synagogues. So it's my heritage. It's where we prayed, and the wooden synagogue is a work of art. It's an art form. And people say it's the only truly Jewish art form that mm-hmm. is not shared by non-Jews. The outside follows some of the... I'm on the phone, though. Follows some of the patterns of the Baroque style that the churches were built in, that noblemen's homes were built in. The insides of the synagogues follow traditional Jewish scriptures. And I, you know, people, when I speak, people enjoy the synagogues. They're, I don't know if you've looked at anything in the book so far. It's just nice arts of work. And within the book, you learn a little, if you read it, you learn, it's a Trevor Trove of Jewish history.
Mm-hmm.
That you gleam out from the history of the towns.
All right. I found the author, but I haven't found the book. But I found the
okay.
author on the publishing, you know, their website.
It's a nice site. She's a watercolor artist. Where I'm basically doing, you know, lino cuts, wood cuts. There's one etching in the book, and there's some Chinese, Japanese brush paintings.
Oh,
so
okay.
I really have two main mediums of the book. There's only one etching.
I can see that, by the way. Now, this is Elfridge Publishing, LLC, right? That's where she published books. Give me a moment here. And besides this, what do you do for a living? Let's say, you know, you want to become an author, right? But you do something for a living as well, right?
I'm a retired teacher. I was social studies, history, social studies. I was dean of students, and then I became a culinary arts teacher. In retirement, I took up my artwork again, fell into the lino cutting, fell into this whole thing, and it's been a different, you know, it's been my life in retirement.
Uh-huh.
I speak a lot. I've spoken all over the Eastern Seaboard. I speak in synagogues, genealogy conferences. I lecture at FAU, Far Atlantic University. I've had art shows, one-man shows. I've been in other shows. So it's done a lot for me. I've also, I did the background for a play, a Yiddish play in Israel. Two of them. I've had my artwork. I've been the backgrounds. I had my artwork displayed during the Dybbuk, which is another Jewish play that was an adaptation in San Diego. So just by itself, it's done a lot. You know, I have a great website that my son-in-law does. So I've gotten around a little bit.
So now this
all through the artwork.
Writing is something that you are carrying as main profession, right?
I'm not a writer. In fact, I'm not a writer. I'm a researcher. It's very hard to research these synagogues. It's not like there's gobs of information. You got to search for them. It's like a whole passion searching to say something about each of these towns. Some of the towns I have very little to say about because there's nothing to say. There's nothing written currently. You know, when the Nazis destroyed the synagogues and sent the people off into concentration camps or shot them, they destroyed the culture, they destroyed whatever photographs they had, they destroyed the whole thing. So we're gleaming from different sources. Some of the synagogues have several photographs, some have one, some have none, some have nothing at all, some have a drawing. You know, it is very little real information out there because it was all destroyed. I want to bring it back. That's my goal. I have two goals. I want people to know that we were very prosperous in Europe until the partition of Poland, and then the Russians really destroyed the nobility, and when the nobility were destroyed, the Jews were destroyed. But we had a glorious history, And I want people to know it. We were fighters. We were feisty. We weren't this meek, you know, send me off to the concentration, send me off to the ovens that people think the Jews are. So that's some of my goal, to show the glory that we once was, and to, for a glimpse of a moment, to show what these synagogues look like.
All right. And let's say, you know, eventually your book is going to be published on these two platforms. That's something that we are working on. Besides this, do you have any idea of marketing, like how you're going to promote your books?
No, I'm hoping you can do that. I don't know if you're going to have book tours for this, or, you know, I really don't know how to go. I mean, I market myself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I market my artwork. That's why I speak, you know. I don't know how I'm really going to market it. I haven't thought of that. Meanwhile, I just want to get it down. When I speak, I sell a few books here and there. I just, you know, when I self-published on Shutterfly, and the books are quite expensive that way. So, you know, I really, when I sell them, I got to sell them for like $35 a book, and that's way too much. So I'm hoping this brings the cost down, and I can sell more books that way. And then, to me, a library should have these books. This, to me, would be a good book for a library. I don't know. The other, only other books, there's just one or other two books that deal with the synagogues. One of them is a $400 book. It's written by, I can get you the name later, it's written by a Russian or Ukrainian, but it's in Cyrillic. There's one book written in Lithuanian that has a lot of information, and there's another book that was written in Polish and English, and that one deals from the architectural point of view of the synagogues. And I don't understand what I'm reading. You know what I mean? They talk about vixens and other architectural terms that are just beyond me. So there's nothing else out there, really. And when, if you go on the Internet and you put in wooden synagogues, within a, and you put in, especially when you put in images, within a page or two, all my work shows up.
All right.
Put in the name of the name of any towns that you see here, and boom, the work will come up.
Obviously,
I mean, that's what's really been happening. So,
do for your book marketing is our forte, and obviously, once it comes near to the publishing, you know, we can start the pre-hype marketing for the book, and then eventually it will go for 1, 2, 3. We offer 3, 6, 9, and 12 months of marketing. That is something that you have to choose. And before that, whenever you are ready, you can let me know, and I can explain you about the marketing services. I can explain you the strategies, right?
Yeah.
So besides that, I think everything is covered. Like, you also have the book cover, right? Or we are handling that for you?
I have the book cover.
You have.
I just made a change. I have the book cover, yes.
And have you provided that to Sheldon?
Sheldon has the book cover.
All right. So, till now, you know, it was lovely talking to you. And maybe I'll call you back this week again. All right, let's say, would you be available on Friday?
I should be able to. You know, my wife makes arrangements. Like, we got to go someplace now, so she's hocking me already. She's my social secretary. I follow. Mm-hmm. She says we're going someplace. I say, okay, let me get dressed. So, you know, I'm retired. You know, I don't have a...
Yeah, I can understand.
Schedule, you know.
No worries, but
so
you know, I have to skip a call. I need to ask you before I call you, right? So can I call you on Friday?
You can call me. I think there's nothing doing in the morning. I am an early person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up by 7:30 usually, so I'm up early. I know you guys are late people where you work in your office.
Yep.
But I am early. So you can call me anytime early in the morning, you know.
You are in Eastern time zone, right? So
I am in your son. I can probably see your office from my apartment. I can see the World Trade. I used to see the World Trade Towers. So I more or less can see Wall Street. Just looking.
How 11 or 12 sounds to you, if I call you?
Beg your pardon?
How 11 or 12, that would be the time I can call you.
Well, hopefully I'm not out doing stuff, all right? But if you take down my cell number to begin with, all right? It's 516.
Give me a moment here.
582.
Hold on.
Okay.
It's 516.
582. 9487.
Let's do one thing. Let me just text you on the number.
Okay. I'll do it again. 516-582-9487.
I got it. Let me just...
Okay.
And you let me know if you got it or not. So it's 582-9487. There you go. Have you got my text?
Did you dial it?
Yeah, I've just texted you.
Okay, I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It's being charged right now, but I hear the phone ringing.
No worries.
So you got the right.
Once you see the text, you can apply me there. That's my personal number. And now that we have been in touch, I'm gonna call you back on Friday and discuss further about the book. Right?
Okay. So you'll have a chance to look it over, I assume.
Beg your pardon?
Have you looked at it yet?
What are you talking about? The text?
Have you looked at the book yet?
No, I'm gonna do that for sure. This.
Okay, because they have JPEGs of the book.
All right. I'm gonna take it from Sheldon, and then I'll read it.
Yeah, you'll get a sense if you actually read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll get a sense of history. I'm working on the dedication. My friend in Poland will write a foreword to the book. He's really an expert on all of this stuff, but he can't do it until the 17th of August, which is really right around the corner. Meanwhile, I'm doing the dedication. I'm trying to work up a glossary of certain terms. And I've written an artist statement, which Sheldon has. I don't think you've had that in your books too often. But when you do an art show, you usually do an artist statement. So I have my artist statement. I don't have my bio in yet. I don't know if you write that or you want me to write it.
No, I am not the writer. I am the marketing strategist.
All right. If you go to my website, which is simply BillFarron.com, you'll see some things that are my other work.
What's your website?
It's BillFarron at Yahoo. No, excuse me. It's BillFarron.com.
BillFarron.com.
That's it.
Right.
One word, and then it comes up as the Lost Treasures. You know.
You
lost synagogue piece in Europe. If you go through things like media, you'll see when I was in Poland,
right.
I was on Polish TV. You can see that, you know.
Bill,
I
haven't found your website. You said?
And the website, very close to the book also, by the way. So what I'm really doing here is just putting the website in a book form. That's reality, what I'm really doing.
Mm-hmm. What you can do, you can also send me the link over the text, right? Because that now that we have been connected over text, you can, whatever you do have, you know, like say, simplest things, you can send me there, and I'll go look over it.
Okay, you want me to send to Sheldon or send to you if there's any
same
changes?
On site, over the text, on my number.
Okay, that you'll send me an email to that effect, okay?
Yes, I can
so
send
I'll
it.
Have
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Perfect. Till that, take care of yourself. Have a great day, and I'll call you back on Friday.
Okay, super. Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.